From Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes bring you Meet Me at Parkey's.
And if I refuse to marry you, Alfred, would you kill yourself?
Well, that has been my usual custom.
Your usual? Why, of all the...
There, there. Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold and meet me at Parkey's. Honey, I just heard that we can get an apartment at the King's Arms.
The King's Arms? Where is the King's Arms?
Around the Queen's Waist.
The Queen's Waist? That's a fine joke.
Why there, you... there. Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold and meet me at Parkey's.
Yes, everybody meets at Parkey's, so come along to Parkey's Restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Wally Mayer, Opie Cates as clarinet in this orchestra, and our genial host, the star of our show, Pipe Yakakis.
Bills, 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 all these bills is making me for to be sick. Really getting bilious. Oh, my. The prices, what they are charged for food today is terrible. Years ago, when you went to a grocery store shopping, you filled up a notebook with all the things that you need, and it all came to a dollar. Today, for a dollar, can't even buy the notebook. Yeah, you walk into a market today with a dollar, you pick up an apple, an orange, and two grapes. That's all, brother. Yeah. I'm November in the good old days in the restaurant here. We used to give a wonderful steak dinner for 35 cents. And, oh, my, everybody is used to say how big Parkey's steaks was. Today, for a dollar and a half, all I can give them is a half a meatball and a magnifying glass. Dear Wheelakers, I hope what prices is don't go no higher, because that is what brings on inflammation, you see? And inflammation is don't be no good. Last Thursday, I'm going to a lecture. College professors explained what is inflammation. He says, when you demand the supply, which it succeeds the demand, and then the supply and the demand demands the supply, then you got the something like that. Imagine from that kind of talk, he makes a good living. Yeah, but they really got to do something about these high food prices today. I was even reading in the papers what one sausage manufacturer here is don't be able for to stuff his sausage with pork no more and sell them for 10 cents. He's going to start to fill him up with sawdust because he can't make both ends meet. It's a good joke. He can't make both ends meet. I don't get it. Oh, here comes Betty Rhodes. Hello, Betty. Come in.
Hiya, Parkey. What you doing?
Oh, just going over these bills. Yeah, everything is sure. Hi, Betty. Just a look at these bills. $76 for lamb chops.
Ooh. Mm.
$76, they should at least leave the wool on the lamb, don't you think? And just to look at my coffee bill, Betty, used to be $8. Now it's $39, almost double. That's terrible, you know?
I know it, Parkey. Everything's going sky high.
Sure is.
I just came from the beauty parlor, and they charged me $2.50 for a mud pack that used to cost a dollar.
No, maybe now they're getting the mud from a better neighborhood. Gee, I don't know what I'm going to do in the restaurant here, Betty. I don't could afford for to sell the food at the prices we're getting. I even got the stuff what we don't have marked too cheap on the menu.
Yes, Parkey, I know just what you're up against. It's too bad you can't grow all your own food so you wouldn't have to go out and pay these high prices.
Yeah, you're right. Wait a minute, Betty. That's an idea. Why don't I grow all my own food? We could raise everything what we use in the restaurant, all kinds of vegetables like... potatoes, tomatoes, lettuce, celery, archidukes, asparagusi, cucumbers, and all kinds of fruits like apples, oranges, tangibles, broomberries, blueberries, eagleberries, geeseberries.
Geeseberries?
Yes.
Geeseberries? You mean gooseberries.
No, gooseberries is one. That's singular, you see. Geeseberries is pleurisy. You know, Betty, I could even get a cow to grow my own milk and butter and chickens to grow eggs and a pig to grow footballs. I mean pork and bacon and ham. Yes, Betty, I'll raise everything when I'm using this restaurant. I'll even grow my own pepper and salt.
Be sensible, Parky. You don't grow salt. You get salt from a salt mine.
Well, I figured salt is good in a pinch. Then I'll buy my own salt mine. Now, wait a minute. Last year, I'm only used about $2 worth of salt. I don't think God will pay me for my own salt mine.
No.
Oh, here comes Opie.
Hi, folks.
Hello, Opie. Opie. How are you?
Say, Opie, you know a lot about farming. Maybe you could help Parky. He has an idea. He'd like to raise a lot of the things we use in the restaurant.
That's right, Opie, I think.
Oh, say, Parky, would you please let me have all those bills so I can get them straightened out?
Yes, here they are, Betty.
Hey, what's this, Parky, about you wanting to raise all your own food?
Well, Opie, you know how high all the food prices is today, is it?
Well, I sure do, Parky. I know how it is with me, at least. It used to cost me practically nothing to live. Today, I can't get by on less than about $4 a week.
Well, the trouble with you, Opie, is you throw away your money on silly things like room and board.
Well, look, I gotta live, don't I, Parky?
That's got nothing to do with it. Yes, Opie, I'm serious about what I want for to grow everything when I'm serving the restaurant here. Now, you take meat. You know, you can't get no meat at all. Yeah. Take eggs. You know how much eggs is a cost now? 75 cents a dozen, if you could get it. Think of it, 75 cents a dozen, and they are do you a favor to sell them to you. I remember when eggs used to cost 10 cents a dozen.
And you know something, Parky? Yeah. I bet them chickens don't get one penny more today for their work than they used to.
That's is what I'm going to do, Uppy. Instead of paying 75 cents a dozen for eggs, I'm going to get myself some chickens, I'll throw them in the backyard here, and I'm going to have all the eggs that I need in the restaurant.
Well, I don't know why you didn't think of that idea before, Parky.
Yes.
You could have saved yourself a lot of money with all the eggs you use here.
Not only will I save money, but I just got an idea what I'll do with the eggs to save time, too. This idea just came to me in the flesh.
You say you can save time with the eggs?
Yes.
What's your idea, Parky?
Tell you what I'll do. I don't think that's going to work out. I was going to pour hot water down the chicken's throat and the eggs will come out hot boiled, you see?
Oh, that's crazy, Parky. Who wants to hang around a chicken for 7 minutes?
Yes. Up here, I'm going over and buy some chickens immediately. Better than that, I'll go right now. And starting tomorrow morning, anybody who orders eggs in Parky's restaurant will get them direct from Parky Cocker's own chickens. Hand me that telephone book, Uppy. Let us for to look up a chicken company.
Betty Rhodes sings, Walkin' With My Honey.
I'll be walking with my honey down Honeymoon Lane soon, soon, soon. Neath the moon, moon, moon. We won't care if it's November or the middle of June. I'll be sweeter to my sweetie than ever before, morning, night, and noon. 'Cause I'll be walking with my honey down Honeymoon Lane. Soon, soon,
Jones. Now, before you say it to me, I'm going to say it to you. There, there. Why be irritated? Light an old gold.
Yes, Opie, and I couldn't have said it better myself. You're 100% right. There's really no need to be irritated, because when you light an old gold, you're always sure of getting comfort and pleasure.
And you know something? I know why you can get comfort and pleasure from an old gold, too, Bob. It's because old golds are not hot, harsh, or dry.
Why, Opie, you're wonderful. Yes, sir, to help prevent cigarette dryness, old golds are conditioned with a special moisture-protecting agent made from the juice of fresh apples that we call apple honey.
That apple honey sure does make a difference in cigarettes, don't it, Robert?
Oh, it sure does, Opie. And Latakia makes a difference, too. You see, for extra flavor, Old Gold uses Latakia, a rare imported tobacco, to enrich its blend of many great tobaccos. So, in Old Gold, you get extra flavor plus special protection against cigarette dryness. That's what makes Old Gold a truly great cigarette. That's why every day, more and more people are sold on Old Gold. Well, see you later, Opie.
Okay.
Oh, say, incidentally, where's Parky?
Oh, Parky's gone over to buy some chickens, Bob. We're going to raise our own eggs around here.
Parky's gone over to buy some chickens, eh? Well, what do you know?
Well, I can guess this is must be the chicken place. There's the name of the company right in the door. Chickery chick, chala, chala, chickalaroo. Raise your own eggs, buy our chickens in stock from scratch. Now go in.
Well, well, come right in, sir.
Pardon you, is this a chicken place?
Yes, sir.
I don't see no chickens around here.
Oh, well, all the chickens have gone downtown.
Say, the chickens is going downtown?
Yes, yes. They heard the mayor is going to lay a cornerstone, and they'd like to see him do it.
I'd like to see that myself.
Well, sit right down, sir.
Yes.
Would you mind sitting on this crate of eggs over here?
Yes.
I'd like to keep them warm.
Sit down on that crate of eggs? You hope I won't break them.
Oh, no, 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 no. You won't, you won't. Just sit on them easy.
Thank you.
There, there, that's fine, that's fine. Now, what can I do for you?
Well, see, I'm the Parky Crackers. I own Parky's restaurant on Main Street, you know. I got an idea. You see, eggs is costing 75 cents a dozen, and I couldn't afford that, so I'm figuring out what I would like for to buy some chickens and grow my own eggs, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Then I could save money.
Why, of course. It's silly to pay 75 cents a dozen for eggs.
Yes.
All you've got to do is to buy a few chickens from me, then you'll get all the eggs you want. Then they'll cost you practically nothing.
That's what I figured, you see? You sure the chickens will give me all the eggs that I need?
Oh, positively, positively. My chickens have got to give you eggs. Don't forget, all of my chickens belong to the union.
They belong to the union? Which union?
Both unions. Some belong to the CIO.
The CIO?
Yeah, the Chickens Industrial Organization. And then I've got some that belong to the AFL.
What's the AFL?
The American Federation of Layers.
I see. Yeah, I should have known that chickens belongs to unions because I remember when I was a little boy in Greece. I used to throw corn on the ground and watch the chickens pick it. Tell me, do your chickens be expensive?
Expensive?
Yes.
Oh, I should say not. They only cost you 10 cents apiece.
The chickens is only cost 10 cents apiece?
That's all.
See, how many chickens do you think I'll need for my restaurant? I use about 50 eggs a day now.
50 eggs a day?
Yes.
Let me see. For 50 eggs a day, I'd say you need about 60 chickens.
Could you manage that? I buy 60 chickens for 10 cents apiece. That's $6, and I get 50 eggs a day every day.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, how long does this was going on?
Why, sure, sure. You're crazy to pay 75 cents a dozen.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, what kind of chickens would you like?
I guess live ones would be the best, huh?
No. I mean, we have all different breeds, like Leghorns, Plymouth Rocks, Wyandots, Cornish, Australops. And then we have a breed called Providence Communist.
Providence Communist?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of chickens is Providence Communist?
Rhode Island Reds.
All I want them to do is lay eggs.
That's right, son.
All right, here's $6. I'll take the 60 chickens. See you later.
Oh, wait a minute. I forgot to explain one thing.
Yes.
You see, the chickens are 10 cents a piece, all right? Mm. But we're very fussy about what you feed the chickens.
See.
So to make sure that they get the proper nourishment, we've prepared a special feed for them. And we only sell the chickens for 10 cents a piece if you buy our special feed.
Well, that sounds fair enough. I want them to give them the right feed, all right?
Sure.
How much is the feed going?
Well, you can save money by taking the big package.
Yes.
That's the large economy size.
Yeah, might as well get the big package. How big is the large economy size?
2 tons.
Two tons?
Yeah. That'll cost you $140.
Look, where I'm going to keep 2 tons of chicken feed? I don't got no places for to keep that.
Oh, well, I was just coming to that.
Yes.
You see, we can sell you a portable storage building to hold the chicken feed. Now, that'll cost you $210.
Let me to get this straight. I've got to buy chicken feed for $140 and a building for $210 for to keep the food in. But the chickens only cost 10 cents a piece.
That's right. The chickens are only 10 cents a piece.
But you can't buy the chickens without all that other stuff.
Now you get the idea.
I see.
Now, I suppose you're going to keep the chickens in a coop. You've got a coop?
No, I got a sedan.
No. I'm talking about a chicken coop.
How could a chicken get a license to drive a coop? Maybe in Los Angeles it could.
No. I'm talking about a special house for the chickens to live in. That's what we call a chicken coop.
Look, mister, I don't think what I want to buy a special house for the chickens. I thought that I'd just let them to run around, you see?
Oh, you did, eh?
Yes.
Well, I want you to understand one thing. We won't give you any chickens at all unless we can sell you a coop to make sure that they've got a decent house to live in.
Decent house to live in?
Yeah.
It's more than I got. Tell me, how much is the house cost? And I don't want the large economy size.
$480.
$480.
Uh-huh.
Let me to see now. The chicken feed costs $140. Bring keep the food in costs $210. Altogether, it fingers out to $830. Yeah, it's a lot of money for 60 chickens, mister.
A lot of money?
Yes.
Where can you buy chickens for 10 cents a piece?
Well, if I'm going to have my own eggs, I suppose I'm got for to buy the chickens. Okay, send over all the stuff. I'll give you a check for everything.
Oh, that's fine.
Yes.
Well, goodbye, Mr. Pocketcock.
Goodbye.
Wait a minute. Be careful getting up off that crate of eggs you're sitting on. Easy now. Easy.
Oh, I forgot all about what I'm sitting on those eggs.
Yeah.
Who is that whistling? What's that, a little chicken?
Look,
he's coming out of that crate where I was just sitting on.
Yeah. Ain't that cute? Look at that little chick breaking through that egg.
Yeah.
You know something? While you were sitting on that crate, you hatched them.
I did?
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, I'm a mother.
Obie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra play Don't Be That Way.
Betty.
Oh, hello, Bob Williams.
Hey, did Parky get back with his chickens yet? I'm dying to see them. Say, whatever gave him the idea of putting in his own chickens?
Well, Bob, Parky wanted to save money. Everything's so high today. Eggs are 75 cents a dozen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Bob, today if you want quality, you've got to pay a high price for it.
Well, Betty, that's not true about old gold, because old gold's high quality costs you very little.
Come to think of it, Bob, that's true.
Definitely. And another thing, Betty, that same high quality of old gold's will never be sacrificed. Old gold's devotion to every detail of manufacture makes sure of that. For an old gold's, today as always, you get not only a delicious blend of the world's choicest tobaccos, you get more. An added detail, Latakia tobacco, which enriches the blend to peak flavor and bouquet. And in old gold's, you get more than the ordinary moistening agent. You get the special humectant, that famous added detail, apple honey, which helps prevent cigarette dryness. You know, even the paper on old gold is another detail to give you added smoking comfort, for it's made from virgin pure flax, converted into snow-white, smooth, even-burning cigarette paper. A great blend, plus Latakia, plus apple honey, plus virgin pure flax paper. Those are the specific details that give you that added plus in smoking pleasure. Yes, those are the specific details that make old gold a truly great cigarette. Try a pack, won't you?
Betty.
Yes, what is it, Parker?
I was just out in the backyard with the chickens here and could hardly move out around there. Between the chicken coop and the storage building to hold the large-size economy package of the foods. Hardly don't be no room out there for me and the rest of the chickens.
Oh, Parker, you should stop running out back there every few minutes. You know, you're just disturbing the chickens.
Betty, I'm just want for to see if they're laying some eggs. You know, the man has told me I was going for to get 50 eggs a day, and so far I don't get none. You know something, Betty? Those chickens has cost me $830. Maybe it would have been cheaper if I kept on paying 75 cents a dozen for the eggs.
Well, are you sure the man sold you good chickens, Parky?
Well, he told me what they was all healthy young pullets. In fact, he says they was prize winners. I guess they won the Pulitzer Prize.
Oh, look who's coming in the door, Parky.
Uh-oh, it's that Orville Sharp, the salesman. Pardon you, Betty. I'm better go for to see what he's trying to sell me today.
Well, well, well. Hello, Mr. Parkercock.
Hello, Mr. Sharp.
Hey, you hope he tells me that you bought some chickens, you're going to raise your own eggs. Am I correct?
Boy, you are correct.
Good.
Yes.
Now, you don't want to be feeding no chickens that ain't laying no eggs, do you? I mean, it's important for you to know which chickens are giving you eggs and which ain't. You realize that, don't you?
No, I never realized that, tell you the truth.
You mean to say that you don't know which ones of your chickens are the producers?
Producers? I don't even know which ones are the directors.
No, what I mean is you gotta know every chicken personally. Now, there's no doubt about that, is there?
No doubt? Well, I guess there's no doubt about that, all right.
Okay. Who are you buying your identification bracelets from?
You got to buy identification bracelets for chickens?
Why, absolutely. Suppose you go out in the back and you call one of your chickens. How do you call them?
I just say, chick, 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 chick.
Oh, no, that's no good. They wouldn't know which one you was calling. They'd get all confused.
Confused?
Of course. Yeah, now, I represent a company called Every Chicken Has a Name. If it don't, you're to blame, Incorporated.
Say, every chicken has a name.
Why, say. Now, for $250, we put a solid gold identification bracelet on every chicken's ankle with her name engraved on it.
Why do I have to spend $250 for a solid gold identification bracelet?
Well, you love those chickens, don't you?
Sure, I love them.
Well, it's no different than when you get married. If you marry a girl, you can give her a brass ring if you want her, but you don't want her, do you? No, you give her a solid gold ring. And why? Because you love her.
Yeah, but I'm not going to get married to none of those chickens. Nah, $250 too much to spend just for identification.
Oh, that ain't all we give you. We come in here with a photographer and photograph the chickens.
You photograph them?
We take two poses, front and profile.
Profile.
Yeah. We also take their toe prints.
Yes.
Now we develop those photographs and hang them around a chicken's necks. You know, like in the army. Suppose you heard of dog tags.
Yes, I did.
Uh-huh. Well, these are chicken tags. In case anything happens to the chickens, we know who to notify.
I see.
Now, you're the next of kin, aren't you?
I guess I am.
Okay, give me $250, we start getting the stuff ready in the morning.
No, I'm still don't want to spend $250 for solid gold bracelets for them chickens.
Okay. We'll make the bracelets out of sterling silver. We'll cut out the photographs. They'll bring it down to $100.
No, look, I'm the one to even spend $100 just to know what the chickens' names is, you know.
So far as I am concerned, we can remain perfect strangers, you see.
Okay. Instead of using sterling silver, we'll use something cheaper like copper. Cost you $50.
Mr. Sharp, I'm not going to spend no $50 either.
Okay.
Yes.
Want to spend $15? $15, we make them out of aluminum num.
Aluminum num?
Correct it.
Look, Mr. Sharp, I'm not going to spend no more money for those chickens. They already cost me $830. If you say what I've got to have identification bracelets, maybe I could spend another dollar and a half, $2, but no more. What kind of metal could you give me for that?
For $2?
Yes.
Bruh, for $2, all I can give you is pewter.
Pewter?
Yeah. Pewter you! Goodbye. Goodbye.
Identification bracelets. Why do I care what this chicken's name is? All I want him for to do is lay eggs.
Oh, Parky. Parky, look what I have. It's an egg. I just found it in the chicken coop. Isn't it wonderful?
You mean all those 60 chickens got together and laid only one egg? What's so wonderful about that, Betty? So far, it cost me $830 for to get one egg.
Yes, it is rather expensive, isn't it, Parky?
Yes, but it's don't going to cost me no more, Betty. Mark this down for the menu tomorrow. Special boiled chicken.
Boiled chicken?
They all go in the pot tonight, Betty.
But, Parky, what about the eggs?
That's just it. If those chickens lays one more egg, they'll put me out of business.
For the further adventures of Parky Caucus, Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Wally Mayer, Opie Cates' clarinet and his orchestra, tune in again next Sunday, same time, same station. Meanwhile, don't let little annoyances get you down. Why be irritated? Light an old gold. Meet Me at Parky's is written by Hal Finberg and Parky Caucus. It's Bob Williams saying goodnight for old gold.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.